for this exercise, have yourself find a comfortable place to lie down on the ground, on your back, and to set yourself up so that you're comfortable, whether that means getting a pillow for your head or something for under your knees, finding a nice spot that you can peacefully rest in for a few moments. And just start by noticing the contact that you make with the floor under you. Maybe feeling the area around your core, your center. How do you sense the area around your abdomen and the area behind the abdomen, the lower back? How does the lower back connect with the floor? Does it touch the floor? And if you need to make even a slight shift of your pelvis, tilt of your pelvis to roll your pelvis a little bit to flatten your lower back, you go ahead and do that just gently. Just tuning in a little bit to your own body, your body movement, your capacity to move easily and freely, and to do this in a way that your breath is there and isn't held. Just reminding yourself of this capacity to pay attention in details that are easy and gentle. And then even notice the area around your chest where your sternum bone is, your chest bone, and even with your hands, just gently placing them, your fingers really, along that ridge, that bony ridge of your chest bone. Feeling the skin or the skin that's maybe underneath your clothing. Gentle, gentle pressing, not to dig, but to just be very delicate with that area. Touching, and even with little tiny circles, with the utmost care. You are touching a very delicate piece of silk cloth. You wanted to feel the texture, the softness. And even walking your fingers in any other place in the front of you, whether it's the lower ribs, the tissue around the belly button, the abdomen. And as you do this, as you walk your fingers, maybe the palms of your hands, to feel this contact with yourself, just tune in to your breath. What happens with it? Does it change as you start to do this action that I'm suggesting? You could even imagine doing this. Walking your fingers across this area of the front of your body. And as you do that, also have an awareness as to how the area behind this, so your upper back, your mid back, your lower back, how it connects and touches with the ground under you. So what is it that you notice? What is it that you feel? Can you sense the contact between the floor and the back part of your body while connecting and touching with the front part of your body and feeling this three-dimensional quality of yourself? And then just let that rest, let your arms rest, let your the visuals rest for a moment. And as you breathe in and breathe out, as you just track your breathing, can you get a sensation and an awareness of how this very unsymmetrical cylinder of your body, of your trunk, is moving with breath? It might not be moving in all directions, but what part does move? What part can you feel expand a little bit and contract? And then perhaps place one hand over the chest, sort of in the middle of your chest on the sternum, the palm of your hand, fingers resting across that tissue, the chest tissue, and the other hand beneath that, kind of below the chest, kind of where the solar plexus would be, the upper part of the abdomen, such that maybe your pinky finger and the outside part, outer part of your hand is resting around your belly button, around your navel, somewhere around there. Just let both of your palms rest against your chest, against your abdomen. And direct some breathing. So actually direct it such that when you inhale, you feel a bit of an expansion, a bit of a swelling forward, or really upwards into your hands, upwards towards the ceiling would be the right direction. So you feel that front part of you get closer to the ceiling, really. So you bring a little bit more air in, and I'll encourage you to try this through the mouth. And then as you exhale, feeling that area descend closer to the ground, towards your spine. And just focus on that, breathing in with a little more direction, expanding a little more, feeling the hands rise upwards towards the ceiling. And then on the exhale, actually blowing out as if you're gently blowing out some candles that might be on the ceiling above you. Feeling the rise and the fall of your hands. Good. And then just pause. Let that be. And now that you've added in a little bit more direction to your breathing, what would it be like to direct the breath such that the hand that's lower down, the hand that's closer to your belly button, that when you breathe in, that hand rises more on the inhale than the hand on your chest? So you feel the lower hand balloon out a little bit more. And then on the exhale, you just let everything all come down. So give that a try for a few cycles of inhalation. Breathing in, making the lower hand get taller, higher than the top hand that's over the chest bone. It's like you're giving yourself a bit of a Buddha belly. And are you expanding equally to the right and left? Is there a direction of the inhalation coming straight ahead, or does one side of your abdomen balloon out a little more easier than the other. You just notice that. And maybe situate your hands such that it's really quite, if it's comfortable, in the middle. In the middle. Just scanning how that happens, how that occurs. And then let that be. Just rest for a moment. Let your hands relax. Let your breathing do what it wants to spontaneously. And then direct the attention to the hand now that's have the hand placed higher up where it was on the chest bone, closer to your throat, closer to your collarbones. And can you direct the breath such that when you breathe in, that upper hand, the chest, balloons up a bit. So you make the chest cavity a bit bigger. And you allow the belly to hollow out a bit, so it flattens a bit. So now it's the chest getting a bit more puffed up, kind of like big Superman chest. On the inhalation, feeling how the inhalation can puff up and expand. And letting the exhale do what it wants to. No forcing, just letting it let out naturally. Feeling the inhale puff up the chest. And then letting the exhale descend naturally. And just noticing if there's any tensions occurring in the jaw, anywhere else, in the legs. Can the hands stay soft? Can your focus and attention be easy and gentle? And then take a pause, just rest. Come back to, if you haven't been feeling the pressure and the contact against the ground and your body, how your legs are resting, your head. And then having again one hand on the lower part of your trunk over the abdomen and the other hand over the chest. Feel how, now that you've singled out expanding the abdomen and expanding the chest, on the inhalation, feeling how both can equally expand, that you can take air in and physically feel a ballooning of the chest and the abdomen at the same time. And then feeling the exhale, both chest and abdomen deflating equally. It need not be perfect, but you focus the attention towards that. If you want, you could even switch your hands. The other hand is on the chest and the other hand is on the abdomen, just to give that kind of right, left to feel both sides. As you feel the inhalation, feeling the hand change its position in space a little bit, it moves, but it moves passively via your body, your trunk, lifting a little bit. And that lifting is happening through your breathing and your lungs filling up with air. The ribs are allowed to gently expand. And you really get this picture of a very resilient movement flowing through both the chest and the belly. Feeling the air come through the mouth with this and trickling down into those areas of your chest and belly. So it diffuses all the way down. And then just let that be. Feel the quality now of the inhalation, what moves. And as you do that, sensing the areas behind the chest, behind the abdomen, how they contact the floor, how your back connects with the ground. And then take your time, either rest here for a moment or two if you can, and return to this idea of tracking the inhalation, feeling that expansive quality of the front of your torso whenever you have a moment to rest and tune into this part of your body.